going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles lose 7-0 last night. Back in action tonight. First pitch, 6:45. Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone and our next guest joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, Ryan Ripken. And Ryan, thank you as always for your time. Let's start here. Are they ever going to hit lefties again?
I sure hope so. You know, it's look, first credit Mitchell Parker. He's off to a great start in the season, right? Happy for him. But having said that, it's something you're going to have to address, and it's been going on for a little bit. And one note I wanted to say of the game 24-2 on Sunday to then this game, as a player, the game that was it's more embarrassing for me when I played was not the beatdown we got on one night, it was how we followed it up the next. And to get one hit coming off an off day and coming out flat where the game fell over before it began – no, that's not actually how it started against the Reds, believe it or not. So they got to make some adjustments and they got to grind in. And I do agree with Hyde, though, and you got to be able to move past certain at-bats and learn to get over your early struggles.
Ryan, I think one of the more frustrating things that we've seen multiple times this season are the self-inflicted mistakes that we saw in the fifth inning, where Nome was covering second base, it allowed Garcia to advance a base, and then he scored on the very next batter. What do you make of these defensive lapses?
I think, you know, overall those are things when you have – that little pep in your step, and when things are going well, you know, you're on autopilot, right? You just do things the right way. You're in the right spots. When you're not going well, you have to be extra focused to make sure you're locked in, you know, and it wasn't even just that throw yesterday, and we're talking about an energy level or playing from behind or not feeling themselves or however you want to debate it. One thing I noticed was, you know, the sense of urgency from the get-go, and that was kind of a microcosm then of the other situations. You know, I thought Heston on the triple that they had early in the game wasn't a good route to the ball. You know, battling with two strikes, finding a way to make something happen, and then when things are going wrong, you then have lapses on the things that you should know in your sleep, like covering the base, where to be. It happens, but when the energy level's lower, it's not going well. And I like to put it this way, you know, it's not a lack of talent that the Orioles have, especially offensively or defensively. Those are things you can control, but the brand of baseball is what I think is frustrating people the most, where it's just, it looks sloppy.
Ryan, you were in this system. You understand what their player development is supposed to be like, or you know what the goals are. And Mike Elias, for many times early in the rebuild, would talk about, I don't want to call guys up until I know they're ready to help the major league club. And that was what he said when he pushed back about people asking, why isn't Grayson here? Why isn't Adley here sooner? Why isn't Gunner here sooner? But what I can't get my head around is, like, I mean, they drafted Heston in 2020, and he was, I can remember watching his first series in Delmarva thinking, I think he's a first baseman. Like, it's going to take a lot of work. Like, You know what I mean? The bat's going to carry him. I wonder if they keep leaving this kid in corner outfield or they do something else. And like we've seen this, like Jackson at second base. It's still like he's not a major league second baseman right now. Like he might be one, but there's still obviously a lot of development that hasn't gone on because he hasn't played there so much. I find it incongruous that, like, you know, the skipper's like, well, we're really young and the young offense affects the defense and some of these guys aren't ready. But like, isn't that what player development's for? Like this kid was a 1-2 5 years ago and he can't play corner outfield in the major leagues. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't that some of the, like, shouldn't that fall on them as an organization?
I think there's a combination of things when you look at the development of guys. And when you're talking about young players where they can be fragile and their confidence can get lost, your responsibility as an organization, no doubt, is to how do we try to get the best out of the players? How do we get them prepared for moments of adversity, right? Because that's essentially what the Orioles are trying to deal with. And then also, how are you ready at the big league level? You know, one team that I thought did a tremendous job of this over years, and they've been one of the best teams over the last decade, when we're looking at not spending a ton but being able to find ways, is Tampa Bay, where I remember their pitching staff specifically, whoever they called up, pitching-wise, they knew their roles and what to do, and they were ready for them. Position players, it's a little different where, you know, pitchers dictate everything when it comes to your stuff, how you pitch. Now, the younger pitchers, you got to learn how to pitch and not make the mistakes at the big league level. But for position players, you know, you're going to fail a lot. And it's going to be magnified if you make defensive mistakes more. And so I think I look at that more often of, I think there's a confidence level issue. And whether we say that's a development problem, there could be yes, and there could be better ways to handle it. But when I look at Heston, the longest time is he's hearing that he can't play defense. So even though you hear that all the time, that kind of, you know, hurts after a while. And subconsciously, then people are starting to doubt it. And I guarantee you that's something for him. And you know what also makes it hard, Jason, is when you're not out there every day. When you're not out there playing every day, how do you get better going to play a position? You live with the ups and downs of that at the big league level. So for Jackson, I'm cool with him riding out and learning how to be a second baseman at the big league level and having him sink or swim. Heston, on the other hand, has been up and down and in and out of lineups. And just like for hitting, it's the same thing for guys that aren't as confident with their fielding. So it's a very mixed question. But I hope I can try to articulate that.
Oh, absolutely.
Confidence in the development side, for sure.
Talking with Ryan Ripkins, Inside Access here on The Fan. Dean Kramer last night gave up 8 extra base hits. He's the only Orioles starter to ever give up 8 extra base hits in a start. That's correct, Rob Bone, right? I got that right.
That is affirmative. Yeah, according to StatHead.
Yeah, according to StatHead. That's not good. What's missing with Mean Dean right now?
You know, Dino's always had a track record, it feels like, of just getting off the slow starts. And, you know, I've even asked him about it. You know, what is it specifically? Because in a moment then, he can flip a switch and shut down a best lineup in baseball. You know, I still remember in 2023, the first month of April was brutal. I was on Baltimore Baseball Tonight with Bob Haney talking about, well, if Dean doesn't pitch well against the Atlanta Braves, who were the best offense in baseball, could he be sent down? And I said, you know, if Dean can locate, he can shut down any lineup. And sure enough, Dean that night had his best outing by far, kept the Braves at bay, and the Orioles win the game. You know, so for Dean, what I'm looking at so far, there was, you know, like I said, the Kerstad bad route on the triple. You know, that's one thing. But the bigger sense that I saw was pitch location and pitch selection. You know, Nate Lowe's home run was middle, cut, slurve, whatever you want to consider it, that's not going to be a put-away pitch. There was too many of those pitches for Dean that gets him in trouble. So the location part, especially for how Dean's stuff plays, he's going to have to be a little bit more precise. He's got good stuff, but as we've seen, if you don't locate it or have the right selection at the right time, then big league hitters are going to take advantage of you, and that's what the Nats did last night.
Baltimore Baseball Tonight coming up in about 18 minutes. It's Tim Barbalace and Ryan Ripken. Ryan, thank you as always for your time, man. We will chat next week and see you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you in 17 minutes.
Thanks, buddy. We'll come back, get the text of the day. preview a big show tomorrow and get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken at 5:30 here on the Fan.
Same cloth.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Just an update, if you're tuning in, Zach Eflin will throw a side session on either Friday or Saturday. Grayson Rodriguez, mild lat strain. He's expected to throw soon. And Brandon Young starting.
That's what they're saying about Grayson Rodriguez.
Yes, mild lat. Mild lat.
That's good.
I mean, you buy it?
Well, he had a mild lat last year.
Come
never
on,
threw
man.
Well, the,
oh,
first the first opinion clearly.
He'll start
did
throwing
not
again in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. is what Brandon Hyde said. And Brandon Young starting on Friday. There's your updated order.
Happy days are here again. That's right. What do you want me to say? Start.
Tickets.
Yeah, get the parade route going. It's everything. Nothing to see here.
You feeling
it's
better?
Dude, it's not even about feelings. I'm the guy who told you they'd be lucky to win 83 games. Ain't none of this surprising me.
Yeah.
It is what it is. They're not going to get better under this management. The sooner they get on to their next management team, the better the chances of this product actually looking remotely major league grade, let alone truly competitive. Then I'll start being emotionally involved again. But this is...
You mean this is an emotion that we see from you?
No.
You're telling me there's no emotion involved there?
No.
I would beg to differ, sir.
What do you mean? This is cold, grin. Calculated. This
really?
Is...
That's emotion free.
When I watch their games, I'm not I don't think they're going to win. Like, I'm not, watching these games feels a whole lot more like watching the games the first 3 years of the rebuild than it does 2023 or the first half of last year.
That's 100% correct, but that doesn't mean there's no emotional involvement.
Yeah, this isn't apathy.
Yeah.
It's pretty close. Like, I mean, dude, I'm almost at the point where I'm not going to watch. Like, I'm going to watch something else, or I'm just going to go for another walk with my dogs. Like, I don't derive enjoyment from it. They've sucked the joy out of it. And the fact that I know they're run by people who are hell-bent on losing their way, it really, you're telling me that I'm, bro, Go find. I'm not spending any money on them.
Well, that's not emotional.
I've got an economic jihad against them, and
For sure. We get. It's the same thing with
Berhalter.
They're there. They're in that category. They've replaced him.
But you still cared about the men's team.
But I don't watch them like I used to now. Like it's killed a lot of it for me because they're still. It's still the same people. Like that's a little different because Berhalter wasn't the only thing. It's the idiots who hired him twice who are still there, and waiting that long to hire a coach. Like, here's the bottom line. I'm not buying anything they're selling. I haven't been for a long time. It's a Ponzi scheme. If you haven't figured it out, you will eventually. And I don't have any expectations for them as a watchable baseball product or an investable baseball product until these people are gone, until they're out of my city.
That is emotion-free, Jason.
That is emotion-free. Right. Yes, that's just cold, calculated analysis. It is the antithesis of emotion.
That wasn't monotone in your delivery.
There is emotion.
I think for this crap, I think I'm pretty mellow.
Let's get the text of the day, Bell.
You should check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day is sponsored by Orsman Automotive, driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Dustin and Glen Burnie, who says, "This is trash. Team was done as soon as Lowe's two-run home run cleared the wall. First time in many years that I'm changing the channel halfway through the game."
That's right. I mean, I'm not doing it because it's my job. I used to be so fired up to see, like, what could Gunner do tonight? Like, they've sapped it all out of me. I don't watch the minor leagues like I used to. Like, it's fraudulent. It's fraudulent. It's built to fail, built to lose. And it's happening incrementally on a daily basis. But there's plenty of people who tell you it's early.
Yeah, it is early.
It is early.
Well, they're pom-pom also telling
posse,
the truth.
I'm sure they're shaking the pom-poms.
They aren't lying when they say it's early.
It's not even May.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's 140 games left, Jace.
Don't I know it? That's a long hate watch. That is a slog. Yeah.
Most importantly, Beltway Ben Hall nailed Sugano's line last time.
Oh, you got one tonight, Beltway Ben?
I'm putting you on the spot. I'm putting you on the spot.
But. I have not yet bet on him. Last week, he made me a lot of money. Plus 150. You know, he was plus 150 to get an out in the fifth or out in the sixth inning last week.
He breezed by.
Haven't seen it yet. I've been doing some NBA stuff. I think he goes six again.
Oh,
wow. Right. I mean, it's a bad lineup.
It is. For some pitchers, it is. For some.
very good. Ben, that was well articulated.
He's on it.
Dean Kramer was their stopper. Remember last week when Dean Kramer had their first decent start of the year? Or decent non-Eflin start of the year?
Yeah.
And we're like, Mean Dean, maybe.
Stopper. No.
Yeah. It's not May yet.
No, it is not May.
He's allowed to take the first 6 weeks of the season.
That's right. He's got a track record.
He has an ERA of over six in the month of April career.
We got an ERA about nine right now.
Yeah. Bone, I am part of the draft extravaganza tomorrow night.
That's a big show.
Infinity Sports tomorrow.
So, are you guys going to predict all 32 picks?
In real time, yes.
Before. Wow.
I will
without cheating off Twitter?
Yeah. Well, why are you giving away my secrets?
I'm just asking.
It'll be, well, we won't be doing that. But we will be.
You'll be up against who's pitching tomorrow? It's Povich. Povich on the road with his 9 ERA against Mackenzie Gore, the best lefty in baseball. You guys will probably get really good ratings.
Yes.
Because I think people are going to be like, I don't need to see that.
Let's hear the draft. What do you guys have tomorrow?
I want to hear about pick 23.
We have Tony Gwynn Jr. joining
us. Weekly.
Lucy Burge joining us.
SNY's Lucy Burge.
Yes. Every day she sees you in SNY.
Very interested in hearing about that trip.
I don't know. Well, they play them. I just don't know
but
where.
It's here. Right? The Burge doing her SNY hit from Pickles.
Yes, good point.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of draft coverage. Plenty of
emotion-free
talk.
Lock and four making good point.
Emotion-free.
There's no emotion here.
Never.
It's just comment. It's cold, hard comment. It's emotionless commentary.
Out of your mind.
Jason Lockenford, now free of emotion.
Monotone.
Yes. I love everybody.
Yes, you do. That's a lie. Who do we have in the show?
I just
said you
gave it. You gave it all.
I thought there was one more.
You're
not going to be here.
I apologize.
You're going to be hanging out with Aloysius or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Aloysius.
Coming up next. It's Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone. It's Ryan Ripken. It's at 5:30 here on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers, service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.